The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Tuesday, you're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is a cloudy 54 degrees. The high is 58. The low is 38. And in Buffalo, it's 29 degrees, high of 32, low of 25, partly cloudy. And?
Oh, yeah, that's Shannon Gross. This is Nate Newton. Our man Chris is in the back. I'm wannabe's Addy Kurt, filling in for our man Jesse, who is out and about. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys, sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Come on, cook, boy. You and my boy got to hook up on that big bomb. We could have changed the way that we played.
And we want to hear from you today. 888-855-2297. Jesse's not here, so you will have time to talk. Jesse being shady today.
Yeah. Said, I think that Nita Baker thing got it, man. Yeah, he probably having a little fallout on that.
They say never go see your idols, right?
I ain't lying. You're going to find out they're human.
Kurt, after the show yesterday, there's a tour out in the hall.
Yes.
And like we always do, you know, Jesse just wants to be seen and be hugged and, you know, get off the porch.
Right.
Somebody bring him off the porch. And then Nate, of course, being obnoxious and yelling at all the tour folks. And then when they want to take a picture, he's like, not today, young lady, not today. And Kurt just beelines down the hall, and we're yelling at
see me.
No, there was a couple that listened to our show every single day. And we're trying to call Kurt back. Kurt's like, no.
I thought you were just giving me grief.
I was trying. They would say there was a young lady with her husband out there. And what I was trying to do is get money off of them. I was trying to, they want to join my club for $600. They weren't giving him money, so I was going to take the
picture. Jesse almost broke Nate's hand yesterday.
Really?
And with his right. Like, boy, what did you do with that right hand?
You know why it gives me so much grief about those muscles? Because he's putting the work in, too. Look at that, fellas. Look at that. The playoff picture. Your first place, Dallas Cowboys.
First place.
Let's go. Way to take care of business, Hawks.
Fellas.
Way to go.
I know I make crack jokes, and just but if you keep winning, everything will take – just think if we would have won in Buffalo.
You've been so good.
You've
been so good.
Just one point. On the road, just remember, on the road, all you need is a one-point victory. On the road.
And if you'd have won that game, that would put you one position further away from the 49ers, too, right? That's one round
thank
more.
Thank you. That's why people laugh at me. Win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's do it.
I was listening to on the drive in. I was listening to our flagship station, and I can't remember.
And that's 105.3,
yes,
the fan.
Sir. Yes, sir. And I can't remember if it was Corey Majors or Kevin or someone, but they were talking about just that. Would you rather just get it over with and play the 49ers in the first round, the second round, or would you rather get to the NFC Championship game? And I hope for this coaching staff – that it's the NFC Championship game. Because I don't know if anything's acceptable this year other than getting to that game. Because if you go, you got to win the first round, right? And then you're not getting a bye.
Yeah,
so you got to win the first round. Then do you have to win the second round to feel good about everybody coming back?
Oh.
You know what?
I mean, I know we're talking way far down the road.
And I'm being honest, and I was telling Douglas Barraclough about this, and I was telling Mick and Bill the show before us, which Shannon's supposed to talk about the shows before and after. But anyway, did you go see – hold on, the doctor?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm not going to forget, bro.
I have a week.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding me accountable, too.
This is not – to me, last year was about the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
If you're about Mike McCarthy – you got to believe that he's your coach.
Yeah.
If you're about Dan Quinn as your defensive coordinator, you have to believe that he is good enough. Now, don't wait till after the season to get off the train or get on the train. It is about right about now, fellas. You know, Jesse said it, and I respect it. Well, we got to put Quinn's feet to the fire. I agree that he could have made only one adjustment he could have made was brought somebody into the box and made him stay in the box. That's then, the only adjustment.
And then Allen just goes off and throws for
maybe
300.
But the thing is, fellas, they did not just hit us in the middle because Hankins was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I heard every show pull up numbers. And it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. 8 yards on this side, 8 yards, five, eight. When do we hold the players accountable?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it's up to them.
Yeah. I don't know these. See, the only part I feel bad about is because I don't know these guys personally. So when I talk about them, I could be dead wrong. But what I see in the numbers and what I see shows me that I'm right. When I played and we became good and we became consistent winners in the playoffs, the type of guys, and I would name like Eric Williams, Michael Irvin, Charles Haley, Tony Tolbert, James Washington, I'm just naming guys that were dogs. I mean, straight up dogs. Larry Allen. They did not care home or road. I remember we went up to New York one time, and Michael Strahan and one of his sidekicks was talking noise. And I've told y'all this before. And Big E said, "Who are you talking to, dog?" Strahan said, "We talking to you, Big E." "We talking to you and your big boy, Larry Allen." I'm just looking. I'm in the background like, whoa. And I knew that was the wrong thing to do to get Big E going because he would get Larry going. He said, "Strahan, when this old whiz, you going to respect me."
Hmm.
Now, he had got with Strahan before, but I guess it wasn't good enough. And after that game, Strahan just kind of looked at him, gave him that look like, "Yeah. You and your boy Larry like that. We did this up in New York with both doors open. We went and thumped that behind." Because now Big E's upset, Larry's upset, so now Stepnoski's upset, Nate's upset, and Tui's upset, and we finna grind you up. Mm. I'm not saying they don't have those guys over there, but home or away, when you trying to go to the NFC, and I'm going to stick with that. If you're trying to take that step to the NFC championship game, you don't care where you're playing. I can be playing at your grandma's house. I'm going to knock your teeth out. And if she want to line up and get some, I'm going to get in my wheelchair and we're going to bang up and see what she going to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it go. I'm not saying they don't have guys over there like that.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
How much did they – do you think with Leighton not being around, that's factored into – what they're able to do with him not being
able to. It's a combination of things. But the final straw is they're going to have to get back Hankins because of who you are and what you are now. Leighton could hold his own, but he still needed some help from the front.
Yeah.
He could hold his own.
Well, I mean.
And he kept everybody lined up correctly. Yeah. But this is the deal, fellas. If you choose not to grab ground, and what I mean by that is if I have the A gap, it's the center, there's a guard, center, and there's a guard. On both sides of the centers, A gap.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the guards, B gap. If you choose not to stay in your gap, you want to run out of the A gap. There's a center. You want to run out of the A gap, and this guy going this way, it's a hole there. It's a natural hole.
Because you saw a lot of space on Sunday.
Yeah.
When
they were running. And you know, I hear people talking, well, you know, they pulled and they played the eye candy trick. That was San Francisco, brother. Remember, we done seen that. That can't happen no more. It's about being physical. Excuse me. It's about your assignment first, being physical in your assignment, and meaning business. These guys, whether it was the scheme, whether it was the players that they were executed better, they were definitely more physical. That is the only thing we're missing. That is, if you are physical, and that's a mindset, if you believe that I could punch you in your mouth, hit you in your mouth, I'm looking for a body shot on, I'm looking for a head shot on Kurt. But I can't get that head shot, but Kurt keep hitting me in the body. Eventually, I'm going to bring them arms down. Mm-hmm. And he's going to wind up hitting me in my head. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they body shot it, until eventually the Cowboys brought their arms down. Mm-hmm. They didn't give up, but they decided we're going to stay healthy to make sure we get out of this event. But, and that's what I try to tell people. Yeah. They decided to stay healthy.
So, we talk about Hankins having him in the middle and kind of plugging those gaps, but Arizona ran for 222 and he was in there.
Yeah.
San Francisco ran for 170. He was in there. Is it the edges that are a problem? What's the solution there?
You got to put guys in there that's trying to stop the run. Mm. Even sometime when you have good intentions, the natural instinct is when things fall apart is to go back to who you are. And then you don't give a great effort at what you're supposed to do. We got a bunch of pass rushes.
Yeah.
And that's who they are. I can't make up an excuse of why this guy don't want to stay in the B gap or why this guy don't want to set the edge or why this guy is doing what he's doing. But it was 14-0. And I said this yesterday. And the young lady, Nicole, that worked for us, our reporter, I said, Nicole, it's over. Nicole said, it's almost barely the second quarter. I said, we're down 14-0. Our guys want a pass rush. These guys want to run the ball. Yeah. Our quarterback don't stand a chance because he cannot run the ball to offset the flow of Ed Oliver, Floyd, and then several other guys. He can't. And then he's not a rain guy. Troy wasn't a rain guy. Mm-hmm. They can kind of deal with a little bit of snow, but that ball just being heavy and wet, they're not those type of guys.
As good as this defense is, are they really only good when the offense gives them the lead?
Only it's a lead. And you can win Super Bowls like that, but your offense has to be so efficient. Mm. And I'll give you
– They have to have the lead. Defense has to have the lead to be really successful.
This is Peyton, the Colts, the Denver, Peyton. He knew that he – that's why I get so mad at Coach McCarthy when he says fourth and goal to go. It's fourth down and we could kick a 30-yard field goal. I'd be like saying – kick the field goal, because if we plan to the mentality of a defensive player, all he looking at the scoreboard and seeing is we are ahead. So now I can continue to talk to, hey, don't forget about the run, and I can get that effort. But if you go and all of a sudden he look and this thing even, his mindset change. And then you do it again and all of a sudden they down by three, they gone. I always play – if a defense is our strength, I'm going to always play to it, and I'm going to get the points every time. I'm going to get the points every time because I want them to know that we're going to score something for you.
So if you're Coach Quinn, right, and you know that this is coming again, this is coming in the playoffs, whether it's the second round, the third round, whatever.
Next 2 weeks.
Right? Yeah. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming here. You're finna play the number one run team in the league, Miami. It's coming.
And then Detroit's
gonna be on the road.
Detroit's like number four.
Yeah, it's coming, bro.
All right. So are you already looking ahead?
Uh-uh. I'm to fix say, it. Nope.
How do I fix this?
Because you worded it wrong. I am not sleeping until I fix this. When is my wife when my wife asks me, "Honey, are you all right?" I'm gonna say, "Nah, go get some black coffee and line up like 11 cups so I can figure out a scheme."
So is he calling other coaches? Like, how did you stop this?
No. He knows how. He's trying to find out a way. How can I get my team to buy in?
How does he maximize his personnel?
How do I get my guys to buy in?
Yeah, how do you scheme it up when your players, I mean, they are who they are. Marquise Bell's having a solid year, but he's 205. You know, Micah Parsons is one of the greatest pass rushers in this league. He has made little impact in the running game.
Yes.
How do you change that?
That is why they are coaches. I'm serious. Coach McCarthy is sitting
figure
there.
Figure that out, Kurt. We win the Super Bowl.
Coach McCarthy, I'm telling you, he's sitting there saying, okay, everybody's talking about I should have kept the ball on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped us when we did get the ball. And then they stopped us again, and our defense ain't stopped them. And the defense is supposed to be the strength of the team.
Right.
So he's thinking, like Coach Quinn is, what can I do? What can I say? Who can I talk to? You know, because believe it or not, a lot of times if your leaders are not bought into who you are,
he's trying to figure it out almost mentally. Like, you are what you are physically and personnel-wise. You can't change that
right.
this late.
But how can I get guys to buy in?
How can I get them to think, believe we can do this? This is how we do it.
When you have a bunch of pass rushers, how do you get them to buy in?
Yeah.
And, you know, you just made a good point. You're going to Miami. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming, bro.
Detroit's coming here, and it's coming. You're at home. It's a little bit different, but it's still coming. Maybe this is a good thing to have those two teams.
This is a great thing.
To figure it out.
No, this is a great thing.
You're in the
thing.
Playoffs. You got two of the best at it coming. You know, you're playing them.
Yeah.
You got 2 weeks to figure it out in real time. And if you don't, it don't matter anyway, right?
See, Santa, you saying the right things, but you're not wording it right.
Help me.
He's not. Because... you're saying we're in the playoffs because we got in the playoffs technically.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys right now today,
this is their playoffs.
Due to the fact of they're not a great run defending team, they are in the playoffs starting
they start
Sunday.
Today. Yeah,
they are in the playoffs, bro. Because if Miami come and blaze through us, and then Washington, they stupid. They just gonna come throw the ball. They dumb. So we ain't worried about them. But if Detroit ain't going to change who they are. They are physical. They coming at you. They coach ain't going to never smile when you look over there. It don't matter what you do. He ain't going to change. You in the playoffs, bro. Quit. You know, like I told my wife, looking, oh, you see that? What's called a loss? Oh. I say, that's the problem. We waiting on to see what Philadelphia going to do. We waiting to see what Boombox City going to do. And we waiting to see what Detroit. Don't worry about them.
Just go win.
Go win.
Figure out a way to stop the run and win.
There it is.
All right, we're going to win with you guys when we come back. Because phone calls, 888-855-2297 when we come back for the second and third segments of Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And we are going to go to the phones. We want to know how you feel today. What do y'all think the sentiment's going to be before we get on the phone? You think everybody's still upbeat, or do you think they're just going to be like, we can't stop the run, we're done?
I think most people call us are still pretty upbeat, but
pretty upbeat. What do you think, Nate?
Hey, they can rock how they want, man. We just got to try to send in enough to get on your X, get on your Facebook, and try to send Coach Dan Quinn some
words of encouragement.
How do you reach the players? Some of this mental psychic stuff. I mean, we listening to everything.
Send him some motivational videos.
Yeah, something. How he reaches players.
All right, who we got on the phone, Chris?
We got your boy Anthony in Miami.
Yo, hey. What's up? Oh, in Miami. Miami. It's a big week for you, my man.
Yeah, what's up, my dude? What's up?
Hold on. This dude coming on with aura. Hey, what's up, baby?
You know what I'm going
to be. What's up, man?
Hey, it's Team Sad. Hey, Nate, I know you were coming up. It was my birthday's the 17th. My mom's birthday's the 18th.
Right. Cool. So, man, happy birthday.
We got Dolphin Week now. Appreciate you. We got Dolphin Week, right? It's big week. But I got this big old leather suede jacket. I gave it to my baby sister, who's a diehard Cowboy, to go with my girl and 20 of my family members and all the friends down here. My ticket, because I was in Georgia for my mom to see her grandson, Coffee County, state champion, and it happens to be that dude school, number 10. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I did that over going to the game because Chris asked me, and I was like, I had to make a decision. My mom's birthday, let my brother see her or whatever. But they'll be down. Everybody will be there. I'll be working, and I'll be watching, sneaking and watching and whatnot. I agree with what y'all were saying. Nate, I'm up. Come on, man. You know how I am with this thing. Nothing don't shake me. We see everybody can call out what the problems are, offensively and defensively. If you don't block for that, no matter how he tries to scramble or whatever, and when he does that and he gets that pressure, I always say he makes that silly face that I don't like my quarterback think. He just throws it. Here you go. And he does it the wrong way with here you go. Right. And I don't want that. Now on the other side of the trenches, everybody's calling it out. Right. We don't got no – we Hank missing, but Hank is just part of that solution. You still need tackles, and you need guys that are committed to stop this run, man. You know what I'm saying? It just don't. It just got out of alignment, bad assignment. And I say this on Nick's show, and I'll leave with this. I am not a fan of Sam Williams. Nick, I called them 2 weeks ago. Nate, you might have heard. And I said it. And he said, he agreed. Sam is what? This man, come on. Is he that talented? Come on, man. I grab him by his face mask, bro. Come on, man. Look, bro. Come on, man.
That's a big brother. Bro. You be careful if you grab that dude by his face mask.
Come on, man. Big E will be done slapping him across the head somewhere, man. Come on, man. Stop. So, you know, it is what it is. I got my Cowboys, of course. I'm not doing no scores or nothing. But I'll talk to y'all next week, man. Cowboys fans, stay upbeat. Y'all, y'all know big. I'm always upbeat, man.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right, man. Nice. Good luck this week. All right, y'all. I don't want you to have to live with that, being down in Miami for however long it takes us to play him again.
Did you see comments about Sam Williams' block and McCarthy jumped on Fossil and all that kind of stuff?
No, I saw where there was a little note about that. What happened?
I guess that was... It was a return call with a one-man block, and he told Sam Williams, that I guess they figured, you know, how he jumped to the side of that.
Right.
They saw an opening there, and then he told Sam to go, but Fossil didn't clear it with McCarthy.
Mm.
He made that decision himself, which, coaching-wise, it looked like the right decision, but it was not executed properly. Mm-hmm.
Because of the guy.
Because of the guy. Yeah. And so, according to Clarence Hill, McCarthy kind of chewed out Fossil a little bit for making that call and not telling him. So,
fellas, we have been here long enough as a group, with and without our man Jesse, with not so smart players, not so informed players, however you want to put it, and it's hurt us. Penalties. Leading the points. It's hurt us. And if you're going to be a deeper than the first round and out, deeper than the second round and out, you're going to need players that understands what is going on. And y'all notice I get real reluctant when I go to talking about smart, not smart, because I wasn't, when it first started for me, I wasn't the smartest cook in the bunch either. But I had enough guys around me and enough coaches to say, hey, Big Noon, hey, get your head in this game, bro. This thing getting tight. We don't need no jumping offside. We don't need you doing, running up on nobody crazy. You know, somebody got to be there, almost like a protector or something, a guardian angel. Hey, Sam, look at him now.
Yeah.
Lay out now. Here, if you get through.
Here's the call if you get through.
Yeah, lay out. Yeah. Don't lay up. Lay out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
I always think that. I think these guys are smart. They study all the time. It's crazy. But I wonder if it's more like in the heat of the battle with the bullets flying and all
that's what it is.
That's you lose the focus or whatever. And instead of jumping out, you jump up or whatever.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something. I got cut from the Washington Commanders because I just wasn't exposed and I wasn't aware of what my surroundings and how big it was and what it means. And then you have to care. Once you start caring, you start looking at what's around you, what's all involved and what it means. And then you start caring. And I know Sam is an emotional guy. You can just tell how he plays the game. Just think. If this guy wouldn't have tackled the quarterback the play before,
it would have
been a
play.
First down.
Yeah, he made a great play.
I almost thought it was Parsons. He closed in on some kind of. It was him. And so I'm like, and then the next play when he came through, I said, "Oh, he threw." Yeah. No, he didn't. As soon as he went into the air straight up, I said, "No, he didn't," because you lined up. You so big, you lined up on the punter. He lined straight up. I just knew, and I just shook my head. And we all looked at each other, Church and Isaiah, we all looked at each other.
Have you seen a guy, because you talk about a lot, you know, you just said it, you weren't the smartest guy out there. You had to work at it, and you had to do certain things. Like you couldn't talk on game day and get involved in track because you had to concentrate and fix it.
Right.
Because he's got all the talent in the world. I mean, you hear these guys over here talk about him, and they're like, he can be one of the best.
Since Gregory.
Can you, because that's, we talk about it, he's got to feel 100 times worse about these mistakes when he makes them than we do as fans, right? Because he's costing them valuable yards in critical situations, so he's got to be down on himself. Can he dig himself out of that mental hole?
Yes, he can.
And develop into what they think he can be?
He can.
Because you kind of went through that, right?
Yeah, the thing that you have to do And this is Nate. I'm gonna talk about me. I can't talk about a kid I don't know in person.
Right.
I had to slow down on the drinking. I had to slow down on the friends that were around me. This is Nate talking for Nate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I had to start surrounding myself with people who wanted this game. The Charles Haley's of the world, the Michael Irvins, and sometimes that could be a bad thing. the Tony Tolberts. But when you see guys like Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, guys that are locked in about that game, and every day it's something, they doing something about being better football player. When you start seeing that, and when you do something silly, like jump off sides, or roll up on somebody, whether you mean into or not, roll up on somebody, and you get a penalty, and you see the look on their faces, like, bruh, we down by three. It's 2 minutes left in the game. We got to go 50, 60 yards. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get focused so we can beat this team. We got them. Don't blow this.
So how did that, you personally, this is about you.
Yeah.
How did cleaning that stuff up make you a better player?
Because what it does now is just think, and this is what I'm going to talk about Sam. Just think. If he'd have blocked that punt, that means you would have had ran the quarterback down for no gain.
Yeah.
You would have blocked the punt, and who knows what else good would have happened during the game. You could have been set up for the NFC Special Team Player of the Week or the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. And you get enough of them, then all of a sudden you're into the Pro Bowl.
Right. But, I mean, off the field, how does cleaning that little stuff up, like
you, it's about who you hang around.
But what does that do to you? How does that program you to not make mistakes on the field? Is it seeing the little things that everybody, or if you're around the right people, see, what they're doing and what they're not doing?
People that say their job don't affect the outside world don't really live in the real world. Mm. Because whether you say it mentally, I mean, whether you say it verbally, the things you do at home gonna leak a little bit over into your job. The things you do in the street gonna leak a little bit over into your job.
And that's athletes and non-athletes. That, right?
Yeah, and so if you're not focused in who you are and what you're doing, I mean, you done had a bad argument with your girl. You done, you know, maybe drunk a little bit, or you done maybe done got into a little bit of trouble. Well, when you come to the job, you don't think, in the world we live that's in, on, everybody know. Yeah.
And that's on your mind.
And that's on your mind. So now you try, Charles, man, that chick, man. Charles looking at you like, dog, we at work. Yeah. I mean.
So you had one thing. Your team had great leadership, like players. And I had no idea what goes on.
Yeah, you don't want to knock them. We don't know.
No,
yeah.
We don't know. But it just seemed that was a real difference maker for you guys.
The thing is, if you're – you know, everybody's banking on, I'm listening to all the media bank on, we never have two bad games in a row. It would be a shame, and it's just how I feel. It would be a shame if you come and just set Miami out.
Because you let Buffalo run on them.
Because you let Buffalo, and now my theory of just win, now you still have to rely on Philadelphia. Let me tell you. Philadelphia is wounded and hurt. When they left here, in my mind secretly, I'm saying, boy, all we got to do is win. Philadelphia is wounded.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the Dallas Cowboys, we going to keep Philadelphia alive. We going to keep Philadelphia
Jalen
alive.
Jalen Hurts called them frauds, didn't he? Post-game press conference last night, did I see that?
Called who frauds?
The Eagles.
He called his own team frauds?
I thought I saw that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back,
I thought we were giving calls.
We are, I promise. When we get to the last thing, we just
see,
had too
you
much
got
to
out of
say.
Focus.
We just had too much to say. We'll be right back on phone calls. Hanging with the boys in a minute.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
What'd you call me?
Go.
Welcome back to the third segment of Hanging with the Boys.
Oh, he called you something different, didn't he?
Brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of
Jigsaw.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Mm. Did we get blockchain?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay,
we got
it. I missed it.
Good stuff last segment.
It was
good stuff, Nate. Good. Really good stuff. All right, let's go to the phones as we promised. Who we got, Chris?
Since one of the last callers was supposed to be on hung up, I'm going to go with Aaron in San Jose.
Aaron, what's up?
Excellent. I made the show. Happy holidays, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Good to be here. Hey, I couldn't hear the last segment fully, and so I don't know if my question was already asked, but, you know, we're going into a tough stretch here, and you guys are the experts, especially when it comes to personnel. And, you know, not just on the run defense, but, you know, we're playing a fast team here in Miami, and we gotta bounce back in a big way. Can you guys, like, explain if we've got the right personnel to handle a team like Miami and to not get caught in some of the bad defensive schemes or the tackling that we had last week? I mean, was that an anomaly? I mean, it did reminisce of the San Francisco game, which is kind of scary. And here we got A-Chain and Mostert, who are like two of the fastest guys in the NFL. I feel like we've got the team to do it. And it's just surprising to see us get beat so bad last week after how we've been playing and how it felt like we had so much momentum and synergy. And Dak was just I think he's definitely worthy of the Man of the Year award and from last year. I just got high hopes for us to finish the season strong. But I want to hear from you guys. What do we got to do here? And what's going to happen going forward?
Thanks for the call. Good question, Nate. How do you feel about heading into this game? Do they have the personnel to deal with this team on the Cowboys on the defensive side of the ball?
This late in the season, you are who you are for its personnel. Mm-hmm. Now your technique and the ability to wrap up, that's a want-to thing. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about at the beginning of the show, fellas, it still applies. How do Coach Quinn or how do the leadership of this team get guys to understand to be where you need to be? Because unlike last week now, it don't matter who got the ball for them.
Yeah.
If you miss a tackle, it is a minimum of 25 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't matter. You know, we could get Bell on an angle, or we could get Matavius on an angle, or we could get Johnson on an angle. You ain't getting these guys on no angle. That's the backup running back, Mostert, those two wide receivers. It don't matter. You miss, they're going to take a chunk out of you, at least 25 yards. So if you don't want to tackle this week, we'll be sitting here trying to figure out, okay, what do we need to do? Mm. You know,
that's the thing that worries me about this week. Was several things worry me, but the big thing is
I feel.
Now I worry about them. Same scenario that happened this week. If you get behind on this team, you have to throw. You become really one dimensional because they're so fast. Yeah. They're so quick. Like you got to put points up quick to get back in the game. I'm afraid if the Cowboys don't get a lead or don't hang in there if they get up by two scores, I mean, I think it could get ugly. But at the same time, I think they match up really good with Miami defensively because they are built for speed on defense. They are built for the passing game. Now, the rushing game, they got a hell of a rushing game too. So yeah. You look at them on paper and the stats, and you're like, how have they even lost this year? Like, how have they not put up 50 points every game and lost a game? But, I mean, that's why you play the games on Sunday.
We'll talk
right?
tomorrow, man. Everybody's saying that they haven't beat a team above 500. But this is what, Coach Daniels' second year?
Let's see. Yeah, I think so.
Fellas, understand this right here. Right, this is just his second year. And they got some defensive studs. You know, they got 48 sacks. They got four or five guys with five sacks or more. And we'll get into it tomorrow. But this is another one of those AFC teams. The more I look at the AFC, the more I find out that these guys are punishing one another. The AFC is stacked. It's only three or four teams in the NFC for real. But the AFC, you can pick at least two out of every division.
I think so.
That's pretty nice. I mean, yeah. And I'll put like you could Miami and Buffalo in the same division, ain't they?
Right.
Them dudes nice.
Yeah.
Both of them has – if this was a boxing match, this would be a sellout. This would be a sellout, bro.
Yeah. Like if you look at who they played, Los Angeles, they won. New England,
which Los Angeles?
The Chargers.
Okay.
They first game of the year, they beat them. They beat New England. They beat Denver 70-20 back when Denver was –
Yeah, that was a payback game. Yeah.
They lost to Buffalo. They beat – the Giants, they beat Carolina, they lost to Philly, they beat New England.
That was a high-scoring game, Philly now.
31-17.
Yeah.
Yep. They beat New England, they lost to the Chiefs, they beat Las Vegas, the Jets, the Commanders, lost to Tennessee, and beat the Jets again. So they really haven't – you could say they haven't beat anybody, right?
And their numbers, if you're a stats guy, you'd be like, but their numbers are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's two or three teams, and I have to take the Chargers out because they have taken themselves out. But Seattle, Miami, Buffalo, these teams, I'm telling you, if these teams fire their coaches right now, you'll probably have 100 coaches lined up trying to get these jobs.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Because of the personnel.
The Chargers. Yeah. Y'all, maybe it's wrong for me to say this right here, but y'all better quit hating on DQ because he got an exit this year. He got a real chance to exit.
Yeah.
So you better be start back loving on him.
He sat back a year and he's like,
yeah.
Let's just see how this plays out. Now yes. It's playing out. And he's like, yes. That looks really good.
Yeah.
That looks really good. So, Jesse, don't make him mad again.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, let's take –
Oh, go ahead. Let's good calls.
Good. Couple more calls. Who we got, Chris?
Bob in the Rio Grande Valley.
Bob in the Rio Grande Valley. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm like everybody else. I sat back the other night and watched that ball game and had a sick feeling that I knew when we got down two scores it was over with. There is a secret, and it's not really any secret, it's a road to success. Don't defer. Take the damn ball and run it down or throw it down your throat. It, make anybody you play in this league play from behind, and the Cowboys are going to come out on top 9 times out of 10. That's all I got to say. Oh, by the way, Nate Newton,
yes.
Love you, man.
And love you too, brother.
Love you, buddy.
Yes, when thank you, sir.
When you talk, sir, I listen.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. We listen, too. We learn something new every day on the show, sometimes you know, unwillingly.
That's funny, man. That's funny, you know, because
sometimes we learn more off the air.
Every day.
I just believe that you play to your strength, and our strength is our offense, y'all.
Yeah.
Our strength is our offense because they can make adjustments a little bit better.
Nui, I don't know who gave you the schedule. It's 1:45. Your show doesn't start until 2 o'clock. He came around the corner with 3 seconds over, and he's looking at his watch. Just stop.
Hey, come on in.
Come on in and sit
come
down
in
if you want to get on the air.
Come on in, man.
Come on, Nui.
Come on, Nui.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Have your seat. So
hell on, I'm Nui Shrugs, man.
Do you just want to be on our show that much? That
oh, no, no. He loved it. He loved it. Try to
pump
himself.
And hope we'll invite you on one day? Or, like, what's the deal? How does it feel
I'm
being over there?
I'm here
it feels really weird when I'm not in this chair.
I'm here at the Players Lounge. I'm Nui Shrugs.
Welcome to the show, Nui Shrugs, ladies and gentlemen. Host of the Players Lounge.
Hey, introduce the Players Lounge. How you doing? Introduce the Players Lounge. Come on. Introduce the Players Lounge.
The thing I love about you, man.
What's that?
Is you still hazing people.
Oh, never stop.
Yeah. Hey, never stop.
When did you start? In high school? Pee Wee
football?
Yeah,
because this is started a long time ago because I said, you know what? There's 999 fat jokes. And you could be exposed at any time. So I started early, about 6-7 years old,
strike
just going
first.
At folks. Yeah.
Not
strike.
Only was I always the biggest kid, he's the one that talked the most trash and hazed the most.
Oh, yeah.
No. But I wasn't no fighter. I wasn't no baby. Hey, man, I want to fight.
You're too big. Nobody wanted to fight you.
Who? Not in my hood. My hood. We live right next to the projects. My hood was there next to the project. The brothers didn't play.
So, Nui, give us some perspective from another show's point of view. How do you feel after this game? Should the fans still feel the same, or should they feel like, I mean, we got two running teams that are going to come in here the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to have to face it again in the playoffs if we get to San Fran, and should you just give up and say, we just don't have the personnel?
So what
how
do
you feel?
What I did today is I listened to the Philly sports radio station. I've listened all morning long. It is absolutely hilarious. They've said Jalen Hurts has regressed, that he's 2020 Jalen Hurts. They say Sirianni can't coach.
Oh, wow.
They've said they're a fraudulent team. They said that they don't know how they're going to beat Tony Cutlets of the Giants. I mean, this thing is great. I mean, these people have dumped fire on gasoline on their own team and set them on fire.
Right.
So, no, don't even think about the Dolphins as we just turned this thing on. I mean, they want everyone gone. They said Howie Roseman can't draft. They said those Georgia dudes, only one of them's worth anything, and the rest of them are garbage. I mean, this thing is hilarious and great.
In 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, they've done this.
They've called it all a mirage. They said we can't do anything but a tush push. There's no offense outside the tush push. Have we scored a touchdown that didn't involve a tush push?
Wow.
I mean, it is absolutely great. So, if you are a Cowboy fan, you just want to feel good, turn on Philly Radio. Because they hate their team.
Wow.
Matt Patricia, they already done with him. They want him gone. Now they're on the offensive coordinator. You would not have thought that this team made the playoffs this year. You would not have thought this team qualified for the Super Bowl. Ike Reese is like, man, I thought we were going to Las Vegas. This season's not going the way I thought it was. It's going to end bad. I mean, it's hilarious, man. So, yeah, should you worry about Miami? Of course. National Football League team, and playing in Miami in December is tough for everybody. But my goodness gracious, you just let these Philly fans wallow in their disdain of their own team. It's great.
Let me.
It's great.
How do you look at this speed of Miami and way over the years that all of us been together? How do you look at, is this the fastest team offensively and defensively put together?
This team is not a good matchup.
No.
Right.
And when I think about Vic Fangio, when we talk about the blueprint happening
yeah,
to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I heard y'all talk about it yesterday.
Vic's the first one who said, hey, here it is. So Vic is now there. And then Coach Soule, he comes with the same concept. That's you know, found out he was black when he was hired. Coach Soule. Coach Soule's bringing that 49er offense over here. They're going to do it. And I asked Dan Quinn yesterday about the two running backs. And he just said, you know, they're different, but they can both get out here to this edge. So this is going to be a challenge for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And you just have to hope people were embarrassed enough by what happened in Buffalo to get out here and get ready to play. But their ability with those two – I'm worried about the run. Mm-hmm. We know what they can do vertically. But if you're not stopping them running the ball, and we've seen what they can do when they run the ball, that A-chain is good. And Mostert, oof. So it's not supposed to be easy.
Right.
You won a world championship. They're not easy to win. It's supposed to be tough. When the schedule came out, Kurt, you looked at it. These were tough games we looked at. And we just said, man, you got to go. You got to play Philadelphia, go to Buffalo. You got to go to Miami. Then you got Dan Campbell and the Lions coming here. It's not going to be easy. So to get where you want to go, this is what you do. Sign up for it. Keep on going. And I think that they've got the guys in the room who can go out here and make it a game and make it look better. Last week, you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. Yeah. You know, your mama should talk about you. You know? People at the barbershop should clown on you. I mean, this is that kind of week, man.
Yeah.
I hope they get that kind of treatment this week to get themselves back and just perform better.
Yeah.
It's one thing to get beat. It's another thing to don't perform. Yeah. And you know that you can perform better than this.
So there you go.
That's Nui Scruggs.
Nui needs to come on the show, man. Wow. He's got me feeling. So as a Cowboy fan, no matter.
Hey, man, these people got a show, man.
No matter how bad you feel, Nui's telling you, the Eagles are in a better spot than we are, and they're already dumping gasoline on their team and lighting the match.
They're trying to fire the head coach to a Super Bowl last year. They said the quarterback has regressed. They said he can't read. It's wild to me. The guy's a one-read guy. Dude, it's hilarious.
Kind of sounds similar to the fans that dress in blue and silver at the beginning of this year, huh?
I don't think they were ever as bad on Dak as the, telling
me. Some places you don't never want to turn on their radio. I'm telling you.
And that's 1-0.
Not only is Philly serious about their sports, they have no problem with criticism. And if you want to laugh, turn on Philly sports. It's better hockey, baseball, or basketball, or football. They will kill them.
Kurt, good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
You know Kurt.
God. Somebody over there knows Kurt. Wow.
Good knowledge today, Nate. Nui, thanks for joining us for a few minutes. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz,
Kurt,
thanks for keeping us company.
Somebody knew you, man.
Oh,
what's my man's name?
Josh.
Thanks for keeping us on there. Where are our
Hispanic
gifts at,
Josh.
We didn't bring our gifts down here. Tomorrow.
Text me tomorrow.
That's okay.
Yeah. Hispanic Josh Rodriguez.
We will see y'all tomorrow, same time, same place on Hanging with the Boys.
That's Nui.
Thank you.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?